You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Pip, quickly, I'm putting her down now.
Yeah.
Got the water?
Yep. Was there much fluid in her lungs?
No, not much. Right, go on. Pour it over her head. Come on. Come on, breathe.
Anything?
No.
Okay, hold on. Let me try with some straw.
Right. Oh, Pip, well done.
Oh, got there in the end.
Hello?
Hi, love, we're in here.
How's it going?
We almost lost one.
Really?
She wouldn't start breathing.
Why? Did she present badly?
No.
But it was a really long carving.
You can see how big she is.
Yeah. A tickle up the nose, though, with a piece of straw.
Yeah, that got her going.
Right, well, I'm going to get started on lunch. Put the joint in the oven.
Okay.
And then I thought I'd pop over to Jill's. If you're okay in here, I owe some money for that shopping she did for us.
Yeah, no, we're fine. She'll be at church, won't she?
I'll catch her afterwards.
Oh, okay. Say hi to her for me.
Will do.
Yeah, me too. Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Right, then. If I carry on handling things here, do you mind checking on the other two?
Morning, Cathy.
Oh, hello, Linda.
That's a big pile of files for a Sunday morning.
Tell me about it. I've just picked them up from the club.
Oh, right.
Well, I spent all yesterday cooped up in the office. Thought I'd work from home today. Maybe in the garden.
Oh, good idea. I must say, you do look tired.
Oh, well, I didn't bother to put my face on.
No, but really? You don't think you're working too hard?
I haven't got a choice. Martin Gibson wants a report on stock wastage by first thing tomorrow. And what Martin wants, Martin gets.
Maybe, but you still need to rest. You don't want to make yourself ill like Caroline did.
I don't know. A dose of shingles might be preferable right now.
Cathy, don't joke. It's very nasty.
I'm sorry. Gallows humour's about all I've got right now.
Oh, dear. Are things really that bad?
Can't tell you.
Oh, Cathy. Well, look, I can't really stop. I'm already running late for church.
No, of course.
But honestly, you will look after yourself, won't you? Bye now.
Right. I'll do my best.
Hello, Shula. Do you mind, is there a space next to you?
Yes, of course. Be my guest.
Oh, thank you. Ooh. Thought I was going to have to sneak in at the back.
How are you?
Oh, fine. Now I'm here. I spotted the fundraising thermometer as I came in. It's looking very encouraging, isn't it?
Oh, it'll be so nice to have the organ back.
Yes.
Even if it is still Valda playing it. Fingers crossed we hear from the Robert Haywood Trust soon.
Well, you'll be pleased to know I've already bought my tickets for the concert. Robert and I are looking forward to it immensely.
I'm going to a choir rehearsal tomorrow, actually.
Oh.
We're going to finalise the repertoire. Not that I've got much time at the moment. What with the concert and then the flower and produce show to help organise, it's all a bit hectic.
Shula, I was wondering, have you spoken to Caroline recently? Well, there's been quite a lot of talk at Grey Gables, you see, about them going on holiday.
Oh, right.
She told Ian they're looking for a temporary manager from an agency, apparently.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Well, you're such good friends. Caroline hasn't mentioned anything to you?
No, not a word. I mean, she said they're going to...
Lake Garda, yes. So she told you that?
Yes, but I've no idea what their plans for the hotel are.
The thing is, we're all rather in the dark, you see.
Well, I couldn't tell you, Linda.
No, but I'm sorry.
Good morning, everyone.
That's fine.
Good morning. Thank you, Valda. It's lovely to see you all here today.
There. Reckon you'll be all right now, won't you?
Bit of a scary arrival.
Yeah. But otherwise, she seems healthy enough. You make sure she gets a good suck of colostrum, don't you?
Sure. The pens are filling up now.
They certainly are.
Do Just imagine what it'll be like with an even bigger herd.
Well, let's get through this carving first.
No, but when the new shed's built, is it still going next to the tractor shed?
That's the idea. But like I say, let's see how this season goes before we start thinking ahead.
Oh, I know. It's got to be a good thing, though, with milk prices the way they are.
Yeah, certainly a lot better than last year. Even though we might have seen the peak.
Much better.
After so many years, seems like we might actually have made the right decision staying in Derry.
So, now's the time to really go for it.
Yeah, there's a lot to think about, Pip.
This time next year, I'll be back from my placement.
Yeah, I know.
And soon, I'll have finished uni.
Yeah, all right.
So I'll be able to do loads of the carving.
Absolutely, yeah.
You and Mum have had to do so much on your own, especially after Grandad retired. And Bert.
Hey, you're a hungry one, aren't you?
Before you know it, you'll have me full time. And that's going to make a big difference.
So you've no idea if they found anyone?
As I told you, Linda, I haven't seen Caroline since she went back to work.
It's not that I'm concerned.
No, of course not.
But it would be nice to be kept informed.
Yeah.
Oh, Ruth, oh. How are you? You weren't in the service, were you?
No, I needed to see Jill. Hi, Linda.
Morning, Ruth.
Congratulations on Daniel's A-level results, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You must be really proud.
Yeah, we are.
I hear you're hoping to win Phil's Rose Bowl at the Flower and Produce this year, Ruth.
How on earth did you know that?
Well, I have my sources.
Oh, right.
And which variety is it to be?
I have no idea. The ones in our flower bed.
Oh, that Grandad planted.
I expect so. It's a beautiful flower anyway. Why do you want to know?
They're just curious. I'm entering my peace roses, you see.
Morning, all. Oh, hello, Ruth.
Helen.
I'm glad you're here. I wanted to say I'm sorry I didn't make it on Friday night.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Oh, it's really nice of you to invite us over.
Never mind. We had a lovely evening anyway.
Yeah, things just piled up, I'm afraid.
Usha reminded me it's your anniversary next week.
Ah.
Is it really?
Yep. 5 whole years.
Oh, you do know she's expecting something special.
Well, my cooking can be fairly special.
How romantic, isn't it, Shula?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Actually, Shula, I was hoping I could steal you for a moment.
Oh.
I mean, you don't mind, do you?
No, no.
It's more of a request, really.
Bye, Shula.
Oh, bye. Yes.
I need to be getting back.
Yes, of course. Well, take care.
You too.
And Ruth, I might be able to look your roses up if you'd like me to.
Oh,
find out what they are.
I've got a problem I'm hoping you might be able to help me with. It's to do with the elms.
Oh?
Yeah, we've lost a couple of volunteers over the last couple of weeks. And as you may know, the place runs on a shoestring as it is.
No, I didn't.
Ah, well, we are really struggling. I just thought that maybe it was something you'd be interested in.
Me?
Yeah, even if it's only a lunchtime or an evening. You'd be serving the meals, you see.
Oh, Alan, I don't know.
It's such a great team, surely. They're all lovely people. They just need our support.
It's just I've got a lot on at the moment, with the concert on top of work and everything.
Yeah, of course.
It's not something I've ever really considered doing.
But you'd find it very rewarding, I'm sure. I mean, I always do.
Yes, yeah. Well, it would have to be only a few hours.
Oh, great.
And if it turns out it's too much...
No, I understand. Shula, you are a godsend.
Oh.
What are you doing on Thursday?
Hi. Yes, Tig, hello.
Did you catch Mum? How is she?
She's fine. Where's Pip going?
Phone call from Spencer.
Ah.
Things have eased off, thank goodness.
You've had a bit of a morning.
Oh, if only the cows would calve at regular intervals. It's so inconsiderate. Pip and I had an interesting chat, though.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. About expanding the herd. She's really up for it.
I know. It's after that job from the agency. Yeah, all right, Tig.
Yeah, it's great to hear her being so enthusiastic.
I sense a but coming.
Well, I didn't want to say anything to her.
But?
But.
She's talking as if it's the only way to go, as though milk prices are inevitably going to stay high.
Mm.
You know, fingers crossed things are going to go the right way now, but there are no guarantees.
And Pip knows all that.
Mm, suppose. I wish you wouldn't keep talking like that, though. She knows that we would love her to make her living from the farm, and Josh and Ben.
Well, who knows?
We're not in Brian's league.
Oh, thank goodness. It's galling, though, isn't it? The family farm can't provide a living for the family, while Brian's shed loads of cows have 20-odd workers at their service.
Way of the world, I'm afraid.
But it's great that Pip's been so positive. We wouldn't have been saying that a few months ago.
It's true.
We'll miss her when she disappears up to Yorkshire.
Thank you, Linda. That's really thoughtful of you.
Oh.
I've never tried ginseng tonic before.
Well, it always gives me a boost.
Tea?
Oh, only if you're sure, Kathy. I don't want to disturb you while you're working.
No, it's fine. Jamie's left to play cricket.
Goodness. Look at all that paperwork.
Oh, I know. I even started dreaming about spreadsheets last night. When I could sleep, that is.
Oh, now, Kathy, that's really not good.
I know, but it's so hard to relax.
I've got some valerian tablets if you'd like them.
Oh, no, no, don't be silly. You'll start sounding like my dealer.
Well, how about exercise, then? Maybe a gentle swim at Grey Gables?
Yeah, that's an idea.
A few lengths of the pool might do you good.
Maybe. Although a day off would help too. Thank God I've got some leave coming up soon. Not that I've anything planned.
Speaking of holidays, Oliver and Caroline are going away soon.
Are they?
Apparently we're to have someone from an agency foisted upon us. Although I wonder if they're struggling to find anyone suitable.
It wouldn't surprise me.
To be honest, I'm not even sure why it's necessary.
Well, you managed while Caroline was ill, didn't you?
Yes, precisely.
Maybe that's what they'll have to do if they can't find anyone.
Hand me the reins, you mean? It has crossed my mind.
But it makes sense.
And it's not as though I haven't proved myself. There aren't many other members of staff who could do it.
Well, there you go, then.
Hmm. Do you think so, Kathy? I mean, one doesn't like to be egotistical.
No. No, of course.
But, well, yes. When you really think about it, who else could they possibly ask?
Heavens, that was quick. You only contacted them on Friday.
Well, it's not as though they've written much. Just confirms the years Ray worked and the positions he held.
Well, that's all we need, isn't it?
It would be nice to have a bit more detail.
Caroline, what were you expecting? It's a big hotel chain. It's probably the standard format they send out for everyone.
Yes, yes, probably.
And we know Ray now. I mean, that's got to be better than any reference.
All right, Oliver.
You're worrying unduly.
Oh, I expect I am.
So, when are you going to tell the staff, hmm? Well, it'll have to be soon. We'll be in Italy in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, I just need to make the final arrangements with Ray.
Caroline.
What?
For goodness sake, you're allowed to take a holiday.
I know.
It's not as though we're leaving the hotel for months on end.
Come in.
Well, is it?
No, of course not. Linda.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, no.
I was hoping I might have a quick word.
Oh, absolutely. What can we do for you?
Well, it's about all these rumours that have been circulating. Your imminent departure, you know. On holiday.
Yep, that's right.
Oliver.
So. Well, forgive my curiosity.
Yes, Linda.
But who do you intend to ask to manage the hotel while you're gone?
Caroline?
Well...
Shall I tell her or will you?
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Just back from the shop. Kirsty wanted me to pass on a message.
Did she?
She asked if she could bring the Wildlife Trust group along.
Ah, next Wednesday.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, she sent me a text. I was going to reply, but what with everything else?
Oh, I didn't know anything about it.
No, well, she only asked me last Friday.
So what, you're going to show them the wetland system and...
the beetle banks, that sort of thing. Basically, how sustainability works on the farm.
That's great, Tom. Shall I let Kirsty know then?
No, no, I'll do it.
Well, I can easily tell her tomorrow.
Really? I'll call her.
Okay, just as long as you're sure.
Ah,
I guess I'll leave you to it then.
Oh, I spoke to Bellingham's earlier.
Oh, and?
It was pretty encouraging. Sales have gone up.
Hey, brilliant.
Yeah, only a little bit. But they seem pleased. Reading between the lines and providing sales keep going in the right direction, I reckon they'll increase their order.
Let's hope.
Oh, more than hope. I've booked the extra time in the kitchen now. I mean, I'm not going to know for sure until they've given me the go-ahead.
No.
But if I wait until then, I won't have enough stock to fulfil the order.
I agree. So you took Rob's advice then?
Rob?
Isn't that what he said you should do?
We talked about it.
Yeah, but it's reassuring to know that someone like him thinks you're doing the right thing. With all his experience.
Well, I suppose.
Honestly, Tom, I'm sure you've made the right decision.
I'll see you back at home then, Caroline.
Yes, all right.
Bye, Linda.
Yes. Goodbye, Oliver. This temporary manager you're bringing in?
Ray Franklin. He's managed a number of large hotels, although we know him through his wife. She's a member of our hunt.
Oh, I see.
But he's very well regarded. He comes with excellent references.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm just surprised, that's all. With so much talent and experience on the staff already...
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't have thought you felt the need to recruit an outsider. Particularly not after your recent absence.
And it's not a reflection on you, Linda. Or anyone else, for that matter. You all did a fantastic job handling things while I was ill.
I'm glad to hear you think so.
Oliver couldn't have coped without you. Oh, this is rather different, though.
Really? How?
Well, for a start, it's very short notice.
No shorter than before.
Yes, but at least Oliver was here then. We'll both be away this time. I didn't think it was fair to put you or another member of staff under so much pressure. You do understand, don't you?
It's not my place to tell you how to run your hotel.
No.
If that's what you think's best, at least I'm not being kept in the dark anymore. You will be telling the rest of the staff, won't you?
Yes, of course.
We are the ones who'll have to work with this Mr. Franklin, after all. Thank you, Caroline.
Not at all. Thank you, Linda.
There is one thing, though. In future, it might be better to inform the staff before they have to come to you. I think I'm safe in saying that we're all very loyal, Caroline. You wouldn't want anyone to feel they've been overlooked.
No, absolutely. I'll bear that in mind.
Tony, can you put the parmesan on the table?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Helen, you were saying? About the woman who came into the shop.
Oh, yes. Well, I assume she must be a professional jewellery maker. It's really lovely stuff, but no, she does it in her spare time.
Oh, so did you put her postcards out then?
Didn't see why not.
Excuse me, Helen.
She hosts a jewellery making group at her home as well.
Helen.
Oh, sorry, Dad. Give me his cutlery.
Right.
Money.
Hang on, Henry. Let me just read my text.
I want it.
Bye, then.
Oh, you off, Tom?
Just
a minute, Henry. Let me reply.
You don't want to stay for dinner? It'll stretch.
I have stuff in the fridge that needs eating.
All right, then, love.
See ya.
Oh, have you heard Tom's good news?
Good news? No.
What's that? You haven't said anything.
He's increasing production of the ready meals. Isn't that great?
When did this happen?
Only today. Bellingham's called while I was over at Sawyer's.
And have they upped their order?
No, not yet.
Tom!
Mummy!
Come on, you can play with it now.
Look, I know what you're going to say.
Oh, damn right you do.
But I'm pretty sure that they will.
Only pretty sure? So you were keeping it quiet from us then?
Of course not.
Oh, but you managed to tell Helen.
Yes, but...
Only because we were chatting.
Well, exactly.
And anyway, she agrees with me. Don't you, Helen?
Well, yes. I just said I...
See?
Although I didn't realise you had...
Helen, for goodness sake, you should know the risk of holding on to too much stock.
There's every chance it'll be fine.
Only if Bellingham's increase their order.
And that is still a big if.
Henry, give it to me.
Hello?
Oh, let me have the phone, Henry. I know, I'm sorry.
Helen, where are you going?
Oh, I won't be a minute.
But who is it? We're just about to eat supper.
It's my friend from antenatal class.
Hello.
Honestly. Tom, I really don't think it's a good idea. Why can't you just hold on?
Bellinghams know you're a new business.
Which is precisely why I need to prove I can deliver. And you didn't hear the conversation I had with them. They as good as said they'll be ordering more.
Or is that just what you wanted to hear? Because until it's definite...
You've already had one bad experience with a supermarket.
What happens if sales drop when the promotion ends?
Well, that's not for another 3 weeks. And sales are going up.
By how much?
Enough to convince me it's the right thing to do. Look, it's too late now anyway. I've already booked extra time in the kitchens.
How much extra time?
Friday this week.
Oh, right. Well,
and a couple of days next week.
Yeah, you are joking. What were you thinking? I told you this is all because Rob Titchener got you thinking it was easy.
Why does everyone keep talking about Rob Titchener? This is my decision. It's nothing to do with him. It's not. Look, I need to go home. I'm tired. Been at Sawyer's all day, fielding phone calls, and then harvesting the salad.
You're taking too big a risk.
Dad, the meals are frozen, aren't they? And I can't build my business unless I'm ready for it.
Yes, but you can't...
Just have a bit of faith in me, please. I'll see you tomorrow.
Tom, wait.
Marvellous. I just wanted to make it clear how much I appreciate all your hard work. Especially of late. You've been an absolute rock.
Caroline, honestly, I wasn't only speaking on behalf of myself.
Nonetheless, I've decided to give you a bonus. In recognition of everything you've done.
Oh.
You'll see it on your next payslip.
Well, that's certainly a very kind gesture.
It's no less than you deserve. Grey Gables couldn't function as smoothly as it does without you.
Thank you. Although I might just say... I'd have been perfectly happy to oversee the hotel while you're gone.
I know.
I think I've shown I'm capable.
Of course you have.
It would have been nice to be considered.
And I did, Linda.
Oh, you did?
But as I tried to explain, it's such a big job for one person.
I see. Well, it's done now.
That's why Ray's going to need your help.
Mine?
Yes. He doesn't know Grey Gables, does he? Someone has to show him the ropes. And who better than you? No one knows more about the workings of the hotel.
Could
explain them more clearly. I'm relying on you to make sure there aren't any hitches.
I see.
Yes.
Well, I suppose I am familiar with directing people, even though I'm not the one who takes the bow.
That's a very good way of putting it. I couldn't manage without you, and nor will Ray. All right?
Yes. Yes, of course, Caroline. Now you've explained it properly.
Oh, good.
I'm sure I can whip him into shape.
I don't doubt it. Now, I mustn't hold you up any longer.
No, indeed. I expect Robert will have my dinner ready.
Oh, very nice.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, then.
Yes, bye, Linda. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Well, of course he's going to say that, Pat. But I was there. It was Rob who put the idea in his head.
It's ridiculous. What does he know about Tom's business?
He's only ever worked on industrial-scale farms.
Just typical. Brought up in privilege. People like Rob haven't the first clue what it's like for the rest of us.
That's so untrue.
Helen.
Rob's family are all farmers. He grew up on a farm. Just because he's worked for large businesses...
No, I know, but...
...doesn't mean he can't understand.
Yeah, all right, Helen. We were only expressing an opinion.
His family's farm's very different from ours. He might not fully appreciate the constraints we're under.
Oh, but then you know him better than us.
Yes. Well, I'm just saying you shouldn't judge someone just because of where they come from.
Yeah, right. Well, I think I might go and put my feet up for a while.
Oh, there's more pasta if you want it.
Thanks, though, but I think I'm done.
OK.
Oh, Henry, look at the mess you're making. Let me just wipe your face.
So, how is your friend?
Hmm?
On the phone. Did she have a name?
Yes, Ruby. She's having a very rough time, actually. Problems with her husband.
Oh, dear.
She was wondering if I could go over.
What, now?
She's very upset.
Really?
I know I've asked you to look after Henry a lot recently.
No, that's fine.
You don't mind?
Of course not. If your friend needs you, absolutely, Helen. You should go.
Ian already knew about their holiday, though, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
But now they've announced it to the rest of the staff. Not that a temporary manager should really affect Ian. The kitchen and the restaurants are pretty much his domain.
Well, I'm sure getting away for a while will do Caroline a power of good.
I expect so. Oh, come on, Brian.
Oh, which reminds me, you haven't heard from Lillian, have you? I've been trying to get in touch with her in London, but she's not been returning my calls.
No, sorry.
Thought she might have sent you a text.
No, nothing, Mum, but then I've not seen much of her for the last few weeks.
No.
Ah, there you are.
Oh, sorry about that, Adam. Had a couple of emails I couldn't ignore.
You ready now, then?
Yeah, come on, let's not keep Rob waiting.
Right.
Oh, I didn't realise you're going with Brian to the dairy.
I'm doing a final inspection of the accommodation.
I thought I'd tag along, have a bit of a nose around.
Right, well, I'm going to drop in on Mum and take the opportunity while Rory's round at Sam's.
Oh, well, see you later then.
Mm-hmm. That's if I can find the card I need to post.
I thought we might have an early lunch at the Bull afterwards.
That's a nice idea.
Oh, Brian, before you go, Simon called and his back's still not better and he's going to be off for at least another month.
And you're telling me this because...
Well, I can't manage the gardening on my own. It's already looking like a jungle out there.
Well, that's a slight exaggeration.
No. Well, have you seen it? I wondered if you might
Jenny,
be able
I really
to
haven't
end.
Got time to discuss it now.
I'm sorry, Mum.
Adam and I are already running late.
But
you'll just have to get out your machete.
Oh.
We had someone in from your place yesterday. Raff, is it?
John Raphael. He's one of the assistant herd managers.
Where's he from?
The Philippines.
Oh, goodness. You couldn't find anyone closer?
Then there's Becky. She's the other assistant manager, and the rest of the milking team will be arriving next week.
Oh. And are they British too?
No, they're not. Although, as I was saying, I'm keen to encourage them to use the businesses here in the village. I know it's tempting just to go into town.
Oh, yes.
And I know you can't compete with the supermarkets on price.
No, Rob, we really can't.
That's not what I'm asking. However, I did wonder if... convenience might be an incentive.
Oh, are you all right?
Excuse me, I didn't get much sleep last night and had a few too many glasses of wine.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, you haven't got any painkillers, have you?
Yes, of course. Ibuprofen, paracetamol?
Ibuprofen's fine. How much?
99p, please.
Yes, so I don't know exactly what you can offer, but I was thinking about an order form, perhaps, or maybe even delivering directly.
Well, I'm sure we can come up with something. I expect you've already thought of Bridge Farm.
Bridge Farm?
And their veg boxes.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, I might just do that.
Oh, morning, Jennifer.
Morning. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Aren't you meant to be meeting Brian and Adam? They left at least 15 minutes ago.
They're at the farm now?
Yes, they must be.
Oh, completely forgot. Sorry, Susan, I'll have to get back to you about my idea. Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
Don't worry. Oh, dear. Don't think he's having a very good morning.
No.
So, what can I do for you?
12 first-class stamps, please.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so. Oh, you're selling tickets for the concert at St Stephen's, aren't you?
Oh, we are.
Well, I might as well get those while I'm here and drag Brian along.
Two, then?
Yes, please.
They're £15 each.
Well, that's fine.
Thanks. Oh, Neil heard back from the Robert Haywood Trust yesterday. You know, about the grant for the organ.
Oh, yes.
They've donated... Now, let's make sure I get this right... £3,572.
72? How on earth do they come up with that figure?
Oh, no idea. But as Neil says, every penny counts.
Well, it does indeed.
So that's £7.20 for the stamps.
Yes, well, I might have the change. That is good news, Susan. I was thinking we should really rattle some buckets at the flower and produce show. Are you entering anything this year?
Well, thought I might have a go at the flower arranging.
Oh, Jill's persuaded me to enter my roses. Well, they're about the only thing that's looking good at the moment. And our gardener's been struggling with his back.
Oh, dear. Is it bad?
Well, everything grows so quickly, and he says he's going to be off for a month, and I can't possibly keep on top of it.
What about Brian?
Well, I've tried asking, but no, Brian claims only to do large-scale gardening.
Oh.
And we've had such a short summer. I'd like to enjoy it, but when I sit in the garden, I just see everything that needs doing.
Oh, how dreadful for you.
Yes.
You must have someone who could do it, though.
Well, how do you mean?
All those people you employ. I mean, what about the pickers?
Oh, the pickers. Now there's a thought.
One of them would be grateful for a bit of extra work.
That honestly hadn't occurred. Oh, thank you, Susan. What an excellent idea.
It's a communal kitchen, obviously.
It's been kitted out very well. Nice, decent oven.
The flats in the main farmhouse are a little larger.
Well, maybe, but still. It's luxury compared to the caravans my pickers use.
Yeah, but they are students, though.
Well, yeah, sure.
They're only there over the summer. The team here will be working 12 months a year, 3 shifts a day, round the clock.
No, I know.
Day in, day out. They need comfortable accommodation to rest and recuperate.
Well, even so, makes me think I might give the caravans a spruce up when the season ends.
I am so sorry.
Oh, Rob, you found us.
Yeah, I saw your car outside.
We did try to call.
As you hadn't turned up, we decided to carry on without you.
Oh, fair dues. I haven't got my phone. It ran out of battery and I forgot to plug it in last night. That's why I couldn't look at my calendar.
Ah.
There's no excuse, though. I should have remembered.
Yes, well, maybe you should stick to a good old-fashioned paper one like I do.
Maybe I should.
Well, you're here now. These things happen.
They do indeed.
So, shall we carry on upstairs?
Susan, I can't tell you. The choir's singing. It was so lovely.
Oh, was it really?
Do you know Fauré's Requiem? Well, they're going to perform some movements from that. Oh, and a lovely hymn by Benjamin Britten. Oh, what's it called? It's one of his early works.
Oh, don't ask me, Shula.
Well, anyway, it was beautiful. What with their singing and then Simone playing the cello solo from the Carnival of Animals, I think we're in for quite a special evening.
It'll certainly be different.
Oh, and hopefully it'll nudge us that little bit closer towards our target.
Well, we're nearly at 22,000 now.
Yes, I know.
Now that we've got that grant.
Neil told me. And I've put tickets on sale in some places around Felpersham. It'd be nice if we had a few people who weren't from the parish.
Well, classical music's not everyone's cup of tea.
No? How are sales going here, by the way?
Oh, not too bad. I sold a couple to Jennifer earlier, for her and Brian.
Great. I might pop over to the Bull, see how sales are going there.
Actually, Shula, come to think of it,
mm-hmm.
you should have a word with Rob. He's been talking about how he wants to support the village.
Support?
Well, you know, with these people coming over to work at his dairy.
Oh, right.
He wants to get them involved in things.
Oh, I see.
Well, maybe you could sell a few tickets to him. They like that sort of thing, don't they?
How do you mean?
Well, foreigners. It'd be like a nice introduction to England.
I see what you mean.
It's only a thought, though.
No, it's a really helpful one. Thanks, Susan. You're full of good ideas.
I'll go settle the tab, then.
Are you sure? I don't mind paying.
I was only soup and sandwiches. I'll get it.
Well, cheers, Adam.
So, you've double-checked with the hauliers?
Yep, we're all set. Ferry's booked, the paperwork's done. First load of animals will be with us next Tuesday.
Very good.
Yeah, it should be a smooth journey.
Well, it can't come soon enough, if you ask me. Not having watched milk prices go up all summer.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I don't think I told you about the last board meeting. I couldn't be more delighted with the deal I struck.
What?
With the processors. They had to agree I was right to wait until the last minute to sign the contract.
Yes, I suppose you were.
After taking advice from you, of course. Oh, don't worry, Rob, I gave you due credit. You have plenty of brownie points for the board on that one.
I'd rather have a bonus.
Oh, well.
Ryan, Rob, afternoon.
Oh, hello, Shula.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. Maybe not as cheerful as the couple behind the bar.
Kenton and Jolene, yes. Love's not quite so young dreamy.
Watch it.
Oh, sorry. No, I forgot you were twins from earlier.
It's all right, Brian. None of us is a spring chicken.
All done. Bill's paid.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sorry, but we need to get on.
Of course, but...
Busy day.
I couldn't interest you in a ticket for the concert, could I?
Oh, I don't think so, Shula, thanks.
Not you, Brian.
Oh.
Jennifer's already bought yours.
Has she? Oh, I see.
What about you, Adam?
Well, I'll have to check to see if Ian's working that night. Rob, are you?
Well, I'm just going to the loo. You two get going there.
Okay. Well, thanks for showing me around the flats.
Yeah, we'll speak soon. See you soon.
Bye.
So, Rob, do you know about the concert? It's going to be a wonderful evening, and it's all in a good cause. You'd like a ticket, wouldn't you?
Oh, that was a lucky escape.
Why? What did you say?
I managed to insult Kenton and Shula simultaneously.
Oh, Brian. I take it you've had lunch then?
Yeah, and very nice it was too.
Well, I'm heading home for mine now.
Did you see Peggy?
Oh, yes, she's fine. I'm wondering about Lillian too, but no, we just had a quick coffee. Adam, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah?
Can you think of any of your pickers who might like some extra work?
But how do you mean?
Well, you heard what I said about Simon, and I thought maybe one of them were... Well, they could give a gardener tidy for me.
Jenny!
Well, you're not going to do it for me, are you?
No,
but can't you just get a professional gardener in?
Yes, I could. Just seems a bit silly. And hopefully Simon will be back in the autumn. Well, I'm sure one of your pickers would appreciate the money.
Well, I suppose I could ask around. You'll have to show them what to do.
Oh, would you, darling? Oh, I'd be so grateful.
Yes, okay. I'll see who I can find.
I really can't, Shula. I'm sorry.
I understand. You're very busy.
Well, what with the milking team arriving over the weekend?
Yes.
And then there are the cows.
Well, this isn't until the week after next, though. Brian must allow you some time off.
Trouble is, evenings can be tricky, too.
Oh, you don't have to come by yourself.
I'm sorry?
All these new people from the dairy.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Now, if you don't mind...
I promise they'll enjoy it. We've got an amazing young cellist and the Felpersham Cathedral Choir.
I've seen the poster.
It might be a great way to introduce them to the village.
Remind me what the date was again?
Friday, the 6th of September.
Ah, Friday.
7:30.
I really don't think I can. There's a chance I might have to go back to Hampshire that Friday.
Oh, to see your wife?
Possibly. Sorry, Shula, I just can't guarantee I'll be around.
Oh, Kenton was funny about it. You know the theme for one of the categories is the colours of the rainbow?
No, but then I don't hear anything now I'm not behind the bar.
Well, it includes any piece of craft that's
the colours of the rainbow. Yes, I got that far.
Well, Kenton wondered if it was Ambridge's concession to gay pride.
Did he? But anyway, Mum, look, we're not here to talk about the flower and produce show, are we?
No, I'm just saying.
We're supposed to be finding you a wedding dress. And that is why I've taken the day off.
I know.
So what about this place, then?
What? Here? Yeah. Oh, but I thought...
Yes, it's a bridal shop.
Yeah, but we said we're not looking for something traditional.
Well, they've got other dresses, too. Look, it's not just big white meringues.
I suppose. Mind you, that one.
Oh, yeah, out meringues and meringue. Unless you've got something specific in mind.
No, I don't really know what I want.
Oh, well then. Look, even if we can't find anything in here, it might give you an idea of what you don't want. Okay?
Yeah, all right. Oh, it's daft. All of a sudden, I'm feeling nervous.
It's exciting.
Absolutely. All right, come on then. We've got to start somewhere.
But you never know, we might find the perfect dress in here.
Caroline, what are you doing?
Oh, hello, Oliver. I thought I'd better start making lists.
No, I mean, what are you doing here? You're not due to be working this morning.
No, I know, but there's so much to do. I've only just noticed one of the light bulbs in the lift isn't working.
Give me the notebook.
Oliver!
Put it down.
I want to leave the hotel in the best state I can.
I've got some exciting news.
Oh?
Remind me, which is your favourite opera again?
Oh, I don't know. Too many to choose from.
Well, I've managed to get us 2 tickets at the arena.
In Verona?
Romeo e Giulietta.
Oh, Oliver.
So maybe it's time to stop fretting over lists and start looking forward to our holiday.
I am looking forward to it. Even more so now.
Good.
But there's plenty I need to do first.
Yes, like packing our bags and buying euros. You did say you wanted to get some new clothes.
I said I'd like to.
Well, you're not going to find any behind reception.
I know.
There's nothing that can't be done in your regular hours.
Oliver, honestly... I know you think I'm being absurd.
You don't need to be here.
But please, just let me do what I have have to do.
Caroline.
Kathy, how are you?
Morning.
You're in early. Good swim.
Very nice. Almost couldn't bear to drag myself out of bed, but no, I'm all set for the day.
Ah, good.
It's so important to have some time for yourself. Isn't that what I keep telling you, Caroline?
Yes, you do. Well, you're off on holiday soon, aren't you? Linda was saying.
Was she now?
When are you leaving?
Week on Friday.
Oh, that's soon.
Yeah, not long now, is it, eh?
No. Oh, I bet you can't wait. You really must make the most of it, Caroline, especially after being so poorly.
Yes, well, that's what I intend to do.
I'm going to make sure of it.
I've got some leave coming. I doubt if I'll make it to Italy. Anyway.
Yeah, we mustn't hold you up.
Nice to see you, Kathy.
You too.
Don't work too hard.
I'll try not to.
Satisfied?
I didn't say anything.
Now, where was I?
Kathy was right, though. Carry on like this and you'll be too exhausted to enjoy the holiday. So I'll have that.
Oliver!
No more lists. You're supposed to be having the morning off, and that's exactly what you're going to do.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, Martin.
Kathy, you're at the club today, aren't you?
I'm on my way now.
Good, because I've just got round to looking at this wastage report of yours.
I'm sorry.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear. So it's been sitting in your inbox for 2 days?
I do have other things on my plate, you know.
Oh.
But I'm looking at it now, and according to the figures you've given me, wastage appears to be normal.
Oh, really?
That could always be better, of course, but it is in the region of what you'd expect.
Well, that's reassuring.
So I'd like to discuss it further with you.
But I thought you just
said... I have space on my schedule at 12.
And hold on. If you're saying the figures are fine...
Yes, but they certainly don't tally with what I witnessed last week.
I can promise you, Martin, those figures are...
So I want to drill down into them further. All right.
Yes, all right. You won't find anything wrong with them, though.
Well, we'll see, won't we? I'll be over in a couple of hours.
So, what's the verdict?
For what it's worth, you know, I think it's lovely. You don't look convinced.
Oh, it's a neckline.
What?
You don't think it's too low?
No, that's never worried you before.
No, but there's a woman in the changing room gave me a bit of a look.
Cheek!
Well, I am getting married. I don't want to look too...
Tarty.
You think it looks tarty?
Mum was joking.
Oh.
Look, let me take a photo. At least then you can compare it with the others.
Oh, good, because I don't remember. All these dresses are starting to blur into one.
Yeah, which is why we're doing this. You ready? Yeah. Right, one more.
Right.
Now push your bust out a bit.
Oh, Fallon.
Right, that's it, all done.
So it is you.
Oh,
Caroline.
We spotted you as we were coming up the escalator.
You don't mind me intruding? Are men allowed?
No, of course.
Hello, Oliver.
So, what's all this then? Are you shopping for a special occasion?
In a way.
Oh, my goodness. It's not for the wedding, is it? Oh, Jolene, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise.
Oh, don't be silly.
It's only because it isn't... Well, you know.
I know.
We are intruding. We'll leave you in peace.
No, really.
No, we could probably do with a second opinion. I'm a fan.
You mean the gown?
Yeah, what do you think?
Very nice. You look gorgeous in it, Jolene.
See?
Caroline, you don't like it, do you?
No, I do. It's just...
Yeah, I knew it wasn't right.
Oh, Jolene, honestly.
No, I'll head back to the changing room and take it off.
Please, don't just take my opinion.
No, it's fine. Wasn't sure about it, anyhow.
Oh, Lord.
Well, don't worry.
I'm so sorry.
No, really, you know, I knew she was never going to buy it. It's about the 10th one we've tried on.
You'll know when you found it.
Well, I hope so. So, were you looking for something special?
Yeah, for our holiday in Italy.
Oh, you lucky things.
Riva del Garda, to be precise. Ooh. We'll have the Dolomites behind us and the turquoise waters of the lake stretching out in front of us.
Wow.
And plenty of vineyards to visit.
Can't all be vineyards, Oliver.
Oh?
I want to go to Juliet's house now we're going to see the opera.
Do you really?
Oh, absolutely. I know it might be touristy. It's supposed to be the house where Romeo wooed Juliet on the balcony.
Oh.
It's nonsense, of course.
Yeah, romantic, though.
Oh, extremely.
Fine by me. I can woo if I must. Come on, let's not interfere any longer.
No.
We're on the hunt for a lightweight jacket.
Oh, well, good luck.
You too.
Thanks.
Hope you found what you're looking for.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Take care.
Oh. Are they gone?
Yes, yeah, they've gone. Look, we could carry on looking round here or try somewhere else.
I don't think I can. Let's just go home.
Home?
Oh, I'm knackered, Fallon. It's exhausting taking your clothes on and off all the time.
Well, if you say so.
We're going to have a nice cup of tea and I can look at your photos.
All right, fine. But look, while we're in Felpersham, though, yeah? There's a vintage shop that I really love. Do you mind if I just pop in there first?
Excuse me, Martin, if I can just lean across.
So where are the takings?
That's what I'm opening now. You can cross-reference them with my wastage report, as well as the stock audit.
I see.
And, yeah, hang on. In this window, you can see our projected margins compared with what we actually make.
Yeah, very good.
Now, if you don't mind...
What? You're not going, are you?
I've lots to do. I need to finalise next week's rota for a start.
That can wait.
No, it really can't. And we've a party on Friday. I need to confirm arrangements for that.
I'd like you to stay here.
Wouldn't you rather I was doing my job?
This is your job. In fact, it's the most important part. Keeping the clubhouse in profit?
Yes, but I've got
I want you to take me through the figures.
Well, you don't need me to show you around a spreadsheet.
Maybe I do, because to be frank, these calculations don't make any sense.
Yes, they do.
So you're going to show me exactly how they were calculated, step by step, until I understand how you came up with them.
Oh, all right.
So, sit back down. We're going to go through this together.
Well, come on, let me see.
All right. All right. Good chance.
Well, say something, Fallon.
Mum, it's stunning.
It is nice, isn't it? It fits pretty well, too. It might just need taking in a bit around the waist, don't you reckon?
Hmm? It's perfect to me.
Oh, sweetheart. You're not the one supposed to be crying.
Can't help it. Just so beautiful. Aren't you glad that I made you try it on?
Well, I would never have picked it out myself. But no, you're right. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Gosh, you're going to make Kenton so proud.
Are you sure?
Well, I am. It's your decision, though. Is this the one? Or would you like me to take a picture?
Well, I seem to be carrying a lot of bags, considering you didn't even want to come shopping.
Oh, let me take some of them.
No, no. I told you. My reward will be sitting on a beautiful Italian terrace with you looking equally ravishing.
Oliver, you are a sweetie. Oh. Who needs Romeo? Come here.
Hmm?
Thanks for making me agree to the holiday.
Oh, no.
And for the opera tickets. It's going to be magical.
Shall we cross?
I just need to hide it from Kenton.
We can put it in my room.
Jane, Fallon!
Honey, we must be following each other.
We really must.
Oh, is that it? Have you made a purchase?
Yeah, we have indeed.
Oh, the moment I put it on.
We just knew.
Oh, it's the dress.
Yeah.
What did I tell you?
Oh, come on. What's it like? I'm guessing it must be quite retro.
Well, that would be telling. You just have to wait and see.
Which is precisely why I've entered those figures in that column. They all tally.
They do seem to.
I even double-checked the calculations, even though the spreadsheet did it for me.
Yes.
I'm not sure how many different ways I can prove it.
That is, of course, assuming the last stock take was correct.
If you think I've made a mistake, or that I've fiddled it somehow...
That's not what I'm saying.
It'll take a while, but you can go through the cellar, check every barrel...
Cathy, really...
No, you can even count the lemons behind the bar, if you like.
That won't be necessary.
Are you sure? I don't mind.
Quite sure. But given what I've seen up to now... Well, I'm surprised.
Well, the figures don't lie.
No. No, they don't.
And that's what you care about, isn't it?
Sorry, wind back a bit.
I bumped into Shula at the shop.
No, I got that.
And she started volunteering at the Elms.
You mean the homeless shelter?
That's right. She just got back from serving lunch there.
Wow. What brought that on?
Alan was short of people, apparently. Sounds like it's been quite an eye-opener.
Absolutely.
So are you happy carrying on in here?
Sure. I moved that calf and its mother to a new pen.
Okay.
I'm just cleaning this one out now.
Well, in that case, I thought I'd spend some time on the computer. Get the most recent newborns registered before tea.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, remember I'm seeing Spencer this evening, though.
I know. Are you staying over?
Yeah.
Fine. Oh, while I was out, I bought you some laundry tablets to take to Yorkshire.
Oh, right.
I know you said you were planning on doing a big supermarket
no,
shop.
No, that's fine.
But they were on offer. That is okay, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks.
Pip?
Hmm?
You sure it's all right? If you don't want me to interfere...
No.
You just seem...
Mum, honestly, there's nothing wrong. Now, go and register the calves. I can manage here on my own.
If you put it like that, then, no, it's not ideal.
Oh, Brian.
Yes. Yes, well, that's up to you, Martin. Look, I'm sorry, but Jenny's just come in. All right, then, bye. Hello, darling.
Who is that? Martin Gibson?
Yes. Yeah, I only called him about the next board meeting, but he's still banging on about the golf club.
Oh, really?
I don't know why he's bothering me. It's not my concern.
I was going to say...
Now he's got his teeth into it, I'm starting to feel sorry for Cathy.
Well, Kristen's doing a good job.
Hmm?
In the garden.
Oh, is
the picker, he... Adam found a...
I know, yeah. I just didn't remember his name.
Well, he's already finished mowing the lawn, and I've asked him to deadhead the dahlias and spray the roses.
He must be delighted.
Oh, that's my phone.
Oh, all right, darling. I'll see you later, then.
Why? Where are you off to now?
Just over to the dairy.
Oh, right. Ah, it's Lillian.
Bye, then.
Yeah, bye, darling. Lillian, finally. I was wondering when you'd call.
So are you in the dairy now?
I'm in the washroom. Mum's only next door, though. We've just finished a batch of Borsetshire Blue.
Well, she doesn't know you're talking to me.
No, I know,
all
but...
you have to do is say you'll come over tonight...
Rob!
...and I'll get off the phone.
It's not that I don't want to.
So what's the problem?
I can't keep using Ruby as an excuse. Mum's already babysat twice this week. She's going to realise something's going on.
So think of something else.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a band you want to see?
What, that I've never mentioned before?
Why, you'll come up with something. Oh, look, I have to go. Brian's arrived.
Fine.
I'm not giving up, though. I've got dinner planned and everything.
All right, I'll see.
Just a couple of hours. Please.
I said I'll see. Now go away.
I mean it. Hello? Helen?
Afternoon, Rob. How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. You?
Fine.
I've got some interesting news, actually.
Oh, yes? What's that?
Not providing you agree, but I think I've found a way to get us up to full production by Christmas.
What do you mean, full production? I thought you'd only sourced the first 1,000 animals.
Well, I had, but one of the agents got back to me and offered me more, so I think I can get the lot. 300 from Germany and 200 from Hungary.
Oh, right.
And the sooner we're fully stocked, the sooner we can make the most of the milk prices.
Absolutely. Well done, Rob. That's excellent news.
Yeah, I might get a bit tricky in the maternity area, mind. You realise we'll be carving 700-odd first-timers in the space of 3 months.
Well, you'll manage.
It's not something we'll normally have to do, though. We're not really set up for it.
Yeah, well, as you say, though, it's a one-off. I have every confidence you and your team can deal with it.
So you're happy for me to go ahead, then?
Sounds good to me. But why don't we discuss it inside?
Oh, yeah, all right. Do you mind if I catch you up? I've just got a phone call I need to make.
No, that's fine.
Cheers.
I'll see you in the office.
I won't be long.
I told you stop pestering me.
And I told you I wasn't giving up.
Rob, seriously.
Come on. We said we needed to make the most of the time we've got. Once the cows arrive, I'll be the one saying no all the time.
I didn't say I wouldn't.
So you'll come over then?
Helen, you're going to water the rennet, aren't you?
Or are you going to make me eat dinner on my own?
All right.
You will. Great.
Happy now?
What do you think? How does 7 o'clock sound?
Yeah, fine. I'll see you at 7.
See who?
Oh, my mum.
Don't tell me. You're going to ask me to babysit, aren't you? Is it Ruby again?
No, It's the lady from the jewellery making group. You know, the one I told you about.
Oh, right.
I mentioned it sounded fun and, well, she rang me up.
Oh, you gave her your number, did you?
No. Yeah, well, I mean, Kirsty did. I know I should have asked you first.
No, I wouldn't mind going myself.
You would?
Yes, but if you need me to look after Henry...
I do, really, yeah. Sorry.
Of course. So this will be a regular thing, will it?
I guess.
Lovely.
It might even be twice a week.
Twice?
If I like it, but only if that's all right with you.
Well, I suppose it'll be okay.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Mum.
Oh, don't be silly. I'd much rather you were getting out. That's what's important.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, Mimi. I just wondered when you thought you'd be back tomorrow.
Early, I expect. Spencer's working, so...
It's fine. Pip, you okay?
Of course.
What are you doing?
Nothing, I'm just packing a bag.
You've been crying, haven't you? What's the matter?
Mum.
Come on.
I've just been thinking about how much I'm going to miss Spencer, that's all.
Oh.
I'm just being soft.
No.
It's not like we won't see each other. I'll be coming back down and he's going to visit me.
I know, but still.
A year just seems like such a long time.
Of course it does. It'll go by in a flash, though, I promise.
Yeah, I guess.
And just think about all the new and interesting things you'll be doing. You've been really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am.
And Spencer knows how important it is.
Yeah. But so many of my friends at uni, they've had boyfriends and girlfriends back home and ended up breaking up.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it'll happen to you. Remember, your dad and I went through a similar thing.
You were only at college in Shropshire, though.
It still felt a long way away. And at least you've the internet and your mobile. All we had was a payphone in the corridor.
Isn't that when you got engaged?
No, I'm not suggesting you should do that.
No.
I'm just saying. Yeah, it's bound to be tough. But if you and Spencer make it through this year, you'll be even stronger.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, thanks, Mum.
It's all right. Hey, just think about your poor mum. I'm going to miss you as well.
Yeah, and stuck on the farm with Dad, Josh and Ben.
Exactly. Now, come on, fix your makeup.
Oh.
And then go and have a lovely evening with Spencer.
Jenny, here you are. What's happening with supper?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, darling. You just have to stay hungry for a while.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm washing my roses.
Washing them?
Yes. Christian sprayed them with weed killer.
How did you manage that?
Well, I've no idea. Pictures on the containers, they're quite clear, and one's got a great big dandelion on it and the other has green fly.
Oh.
And he managed to mix them up somehow.
I suppose it's an easy mistake to make.
Well, I did explain to him, but bottles were next to each other, and this is probably doing no good, and I suppose he must have sprayed them at least 3 hours ago. Oh, why on earth he didn't come and tell me earlier?
Terrified, I should think. Well, never mind.
Never mind? I want to enter these roses in the Flower and Produce Show.
I know.
Let's just hope Christian wasn't too thorough.
Yeah. Well, apart from that, though... How was your afternoon?
Oh, fine until now.
What did Lillian say?
Oh.
I mean, are she and Matt still down in London?
Apparently they're having a fabulous time, and she couldn't even tell me when they plan to come back.
Seriously?
They do what they want, don't they?
Well, I know, but still, I mean... Well, don't you think it seems a bit strange? I had assumed she was going to be in London for a couple of days.
Well, that's what I thought, too.
And what's happening with the paper mill?
Building work's still carrying on. And they must have reached a point where they don't need to keep such a close eye on it, and Lillian seems to trust this... What's her name? Anthea.
It's still risky, though.
Well, I don't claim to understand it either. But, well, I suppose Lillian deserves a break.
What? She only came back from Montenegro last month.
Yeah. She's had to handle a business on her own since then, and she must have been worried about Matt.
Oh, quite. I mean, what's he been doing all this time?
She says he's been busy too. Well, look, I only spoke to her for 5 minutes, though.
Okay.
She insisted that everything's fine. They're just taking the opportunity to have an extra holiday while they've got it. Well,
fair enough. That's what they want to do.
Great. Now I've run out of water.
I just hope Lillian's keeping a close enough eye on the business.
Jewellery making.
Don't laugh.
It's hilarious. What made you think of that?
I didn't have much chance to think. Mum overheard our conversation and asked me where I was going. I'd already mentioned these classes to her. That was the first thing that popped into my head.
I think you might have been better off sticking with your friend from the antenatal class.
Ruby's much happier now. And at least with this excuse, I can keep using it. I told Mum that the group meets once or twice a week and she's already agreed to babysit.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah, that is very, very good.
So, I'm stuck with the jewellery making, and you're stuck with me.
Excellent.
So, what are you cooking?
Beef stir fry.
Well, while you're doing that, I might go and have a soak in the bath.
Go for it.
Or, if you fancy joining me...
Well, aren't you hungry?
No, I am. But,
I see. Well, stir fry doesn't take long.
Gotcha!
Lean up! I've got wet shoes now.
Oh, shame.
I'm only watering the tubs because you kicked me out of Wedding HQ. I don't know, I'm not allowed anything to do with the arrangements.
Oh, of course you are. Yeah,
and now I'm getting workplace abuse.
Oh, it's tough being you, isn't it?
Right, then.
Kenton! Kenton, no! Put the hose down!
Oh, yeah.
No, stop it, Kenton!
You like it. Oh, sorry, Linda. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't get you, did I?
I don't think so. No, I managed to get out of the way.
Oh, good. Wouldn't want you to turn up to work soaking wet. But that is where you're going, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I'm on my way there now.
Oh, you're getting a new manager, aren't you?
Well, a temporary one, that's right.
How do you know that?
I see. Oliver was in
He's
last
called
night.
Ray Franklin.
All right.
Caroline's asked me to look after him. Oh. I suspect I'll be doing rather a lot of hand-holding. He's been retired for a while now.
Ah, so you'll be the power behind the throne?
Yes, I am rather looking forward to it. I must be late now, then.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, well, if you are, you'll have to take yourself to your office and give yourself a good ticking off.
Yes, I will, won't I? Bye, then. And watch where you're pointing that thing, Kenton.
Yeah, I will.
Take care, Jolene.
Yeah, bye, Linda.
So, am I safe to carry on?
Yeah, go on.
Right, just checking.
Hello.
Oh, Jolene, it's Lillian.
Lillian, how are you? How have you been getting on?
Where to start?
Kenton, stop it.
Have you got time to talk?
Yeah, of course. Sorry, Lillian. Kenton!
What?
I'm just going to go inside.
Hello, come on in.
Cathy?
Oh, Martin. What can I do for you today?
I've been looking at the staff rotas.
The rotas?
That's what I said.
Well, yes, I know. But...
It appears you make do with two less staff in the restaurant on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Two fewer, that's right. Except not this Monday because of the bank holiday.
Well, from now on, I'd like you to do the same for the rest of the week.
Do the same?
Two of the younger waiters will be fine. Anyone who's already working more than their contract.
You want me to cut their hours?
Are you having problems with your hearing?
No, but I...
There's a reason this place isn't turning a profit, Cathy. If it's not waste, then perhaps it's because your staff aren't working to their full efficiency.
Oh, now, hang on. That's really not fair. My staff work very hard.
That's why I always see them standing around, is it?
And anyway, it won't work. The only reason we have fewer staff on Mondays and Tuesdays is because those are our quietest days.
In which case, maybe we should think about cutting back on those days too.
Martin, all honestly... Right. No, can't we at least discuss
Afraid
this?
Not. I'm very busy. I need to speak to Lee.
But Martin...
It's quite simple. You're to use two fewer staff starting forthwith. And that's an end to it.
I knew when I came down to London it would be difficult.
I know.
Oh, but the first time I saw him, Jolene, he's so thin.
Oh, poor Matt.
His clothes are hanging off him. He looks terrible.
So what's he been doing? Lillian?
I'm not sure I should tell you. He's made some bad decisions, let me put it that way.
How bad?
Well, nothing he can't walk away from. But that's the point, Jolene. I keep begging him to come back to Ambridge. He won't, though. He just keeps saying he needs to sort things out. And I don't know if he's telling the truth or if he just won't come back with me.
All right, so you can't tell me what happened in Russia, but how are things between the two of you? Have you even been able to talk?
Yes. Yes, we have. We've not been staying in the same hotel, but we've spent quite a bit of time together.
And
I wish I knew. Sometimes I think we're making progress, and sometimes I think he wants to put things right too.
Has he said that to you?
Not in so many words, but I can see it in his eyes.
Well, that's a good sign.
Is it? Oh, maybe I'm just lying to myself.
No.
We were down on the South Bank. It was lovely. The lights on the river. It was one of those moments, Jolene. I thought it was a real step forward.
Mm.
He even agreed I could come back to his hotel.
Oh, good.
But when we got to his room, it was very odd. He suddenly changed his mind. He told me to get out.
Okay.
Whenever I try to get close, he just pushes me away.
Well, perhaps it was too soon.
Yes, well, that's what I said.
It's a start, though.
I hope so. I'm not sure I'm doing any good here.
Of course you are. Now, listen, whatever's happened... As long as you're down there, you're proving to Matt how much you love him.
Mm, I suppose so.
And hopefully, given time, he'll begin to see that.
That's enough for him to forgive me, I mean.
Well, you can't walk away now, Lillian.
No, I know.
If you do, you're telling him you don't care.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, thanks, Jolene.
I'm always here.
Oh, yes.
You can call me anytime.
Oh, that's very kind. I expect I'll see you soon anyway. I'll need to come back for the business at some point.
Well, don't worry about that. The lovely Anthea will keep it on the straight and narrow.
I think she's rather enjoying it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Hmm?
Oh, could I get by? Oh. It's not ideal having you behind the bar, actually.
What?
Sets a bad example to the rest of the staff.
Let me get myself a drink.
Oh, I'm glad you're still here, though. I've been thinking about your changes to the rota.
I didn't ask you to think, did I?
No, but...
I asked you to do it. Could you close that, please?
What?
I need to get into the fringe.
Oh.
Thank you.
Anyway, I may have come up with a better solution, if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, go on, then. Fire away.
Well, rather than cutting staff, why don't we start by shortening their shifts?
Shortening them?
Yes, so in the evenings, for instance, half of the staff could start their shift at 6 as usual, with the other half starting 30 minutes later.
Only 30 minutes?
Yeah, well, then at the end of the night, the ones who came in first finish half an hour earlier. That way, I'd still be fully staffed at the busiest times. And it's fairer on the whole team. They each lose fewer hours.
Don't be so wishy-washy. We're running a business here, not a kibbutz.
Actually, I was thinking of morale. If everyone's happy, then they'll do a better job.
They should be doing their job anyway.
Well, yes, of course.
They get paid, don't they?
That's not
And if they're
my
not,
point.
Maybe they should be the first to get the job.
Oh.
This isn't up for discussion, Cathy. Wages are our biggest cost. Nibbling around the edges won't do.
Yeah, I understand
that. If you're
that,
really so worried about morale, just tell the ones that are left that they'll get a larger share of the tips.
If there are any.
Hmm? Beg your pardon?
If you're going to leave us understaffed, then standards are bound to slip. I'd have thought that was obvious.
Then it's your job to make sure they don't. That's what you're paid for. Or are you telling me you can't do that?
No, no.
So you'll rework the rotor?
Yes. If that's what you're telling me to do.
Well, glad we got that straight. Maybe I can get on now.
However, I would like it on record that I don't agree with your strategy. I've been working in this industry for a long time and it makes no sense to me.
Noted.
I'm already making do without a bar manager, as you won't let me use a temp anymore.
Oh, really?
I mean, is the committee going to allow me to advertise for a permanent post?
Advertise?
I'm still waiting for the go-ahead.
Am I not speaking English? There won't be any hiring until your department's in better shape.
What?
I thought that was obvious.
Oh, but hang on.
Now, I've got lots to do.
Well, what about the general manager's job, then?
Kathy.
I mean, you are at least looking to fill that.
I need to assess the entire structure of the club before we make any big decisions. Don't worry your little head about it.
I beg your pardon.
In the meantime, your bar staff are just going to have to start pulling their weight. The same as in the restaurant.
I see.
So when can I take a look at the new rotor? I want to check it before you show it to the staff.
Well, they'll need it as soon as possible. I mean, I'll have to do it straight away. It's going on your tab, is it?
What?
The drink you just helped yourself to. I'll put it on your tab.
Oh, I'm starving. Chuck us a packet of crisps, will you? Oh. So how's Lillian?
Things are pretty awful with her and Matt.
Yeah, well, when aren't they?
Oh, it's not funny, Kenton. It's all so complicated.
No, I know.
Just grateful that we don't have a relationship like that.
Yeah, well, I'm a pretty simple creature. Some might say, you know, that's a bad thing, but...
Yeah, it's the reason I love you.
You don't have to agree. Honestly, I think I'll go and make myself a cup of tea. Yeah, if I can work out how to use the kettle.
Oh. Kenton, I'm sorry about earlier, kicking you out of the living room.
Well, wedding HQ? No, I was only kidding.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want you to feel like you're not involved. Obviously, the dress has to stay a secret.
Yeah, obviously.
But this is our wedding, not just mine.
No, Jolene.
We're doing it together.
Yeah, look, we agreed. Mel can come to the wedding and you can have everything else the way that you want it.
Oh, but you can still have your say, though. Just maybe not some of your wilder ideas. Hmm?
Yeah, well, and that's fine.
You sure you're not feeling even the tiniest bit left out?
No, I mean... Look, maybe I'm not used to not being the centre of attention. I mean, OK, I admit it, that's true.
Exactly.
But this is going to be brilliant for me. I mean, no, really, it's going to be wonderful. Almost as wonderful as you.
Kathy, back again?
Oh, evening, Linda.
You really have taken my advice to heart. Didn't I say swimming would help you de-stress?
You did.
And what about my tonic? Has that been helping too?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Oh, good.
Although I might need a double dose tomorrow. I doubt I'm going to get much sleep tonight.
Oh, things still not going well.
Well, if anything, they're getting worse.
Oh, dear.
I've spent the entire afternoon phoning members of staff, telling them the hours they thought they had been cut.
Really? But why?
Because Martin told me to. One of the girls was in tears.
Kathy, how awful.
Well, she's a student. She relies on that job. I felt terrible.
Oh, dear.
And the worst part of it is it won't make the club any better. That man has absolutely no idea how hospitality works, and yet he's the one in charge.
Well, we've all had experience of that.
It's outrageous. I'm the one who's had to break it to the staff and doubtless take the flak from the customers.
Mm.
Not that Martin cares a jot.
It does seem like a horrible situation.
I'm sorry, Linda.
No.
I think it's going to take a few lengths of the pool before I start to calm down.
Well, you never know. This could be the darkness before the dawn. Things might start to improve.
Not while Martin's still around. Honestly, Linda, I wish you could hear him. It's as though he's deliberately trying to grind me down.